Welcome to Doers of the Word with David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center in Phoenix, Arizona. This radio program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God and give answers to your questions about the problems in your life so that you can live in victory. Open your heart and mind as Pastor Middleton shares the uncompromised Word with you today.
Praise the Lord, glad to be with you. This is David Middleton welcoming you to the Doers of the Word radio program, where we're teaching you the uncompromised Word of God. We are continuing to share with you on how to live by God's manifest power and might, and we are sharing with you on how to release the manifest power of God. We have talked about the Hebrew word koach, and we're now talking about the Greek word kratos, and these words mean vigor. Vigor means an active manifest power, or a power being shown forth, or a power manifest to accomplish something. You and I are looking at the scriptures in the New Testament showing us how the power of God is to be manifest in the life of a believer. It is important to realize that God did everything by manifest power, and He does everything for us by manifest power, and we are to do everything in our life to do the works of God and live by the power of God manifested in our life. We're going to pick up in Mark chapter 1, verse 31. It says, He came and took her by the hand and lifted her up, and immediately the fever left her. This is talking about when Jesus brought forth healing to Peter's wife's mother. The word took is the Greek word kratio, which is a form of kratos. This means that Jesus manifested power and action to her when He took or had contact with her hand, lifting her up, and the fever left her. This indicates that power was resident in Jesus and was manifested in action through His hand as He laid hold of her, with the result that the fever left her. Power resident in the believer can be manifested out of us by laying hands on another or touching another person to see the healing power of God bring forth restoration in their life. In Mark chapter 5, verse 41, another case where Jesus took the damsel by the hand, and He said unto her, Talitha kumai, which is being interpreted, damsel, I say unto thee, arise. Here is where the girl was raised from the dead. The word took again is this word kratos, meaning Jesus released manifested power when He touched her hand, and then He spoke to her to arise. Otherwise, it wasn't just His spoken word, arise, that raised her from the dead. It was also the manifested power of God released into her when He took her by the hand. So Jesus had manifested power within Himself, and it was able to be brought forth, and it was released when He took her by the hand. In Luke chapter 1, verse 80, we see the child grew and waxed strong in spirit and was in the deserts till the day of His showing unto Israel. And then in Luke 2:40, it says the child grew and waxed strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. One of them is talking about John the Baptist. The other one is speaking about Jesus. In Luke 1:80, it talks about John, how he grew and increased and waxed strong in spirit. The words wax strong is one Greek word, krateo, a form of kratos, and this particular word, of course, means a manifested power. Now, when it's talking about growing, it's not talking about physical growth or increase. It's talking about spiritual growth and increase. We see that spiritual growth and increase comes through the Word of God as we hear and do it and apply it in our life. So through growth and increase in the Word, He came to the place of manifesting power in spirit. In other words, John the Baptist increased to the point of possessing spiritual manifested power within him. Same is spoken in Luke 2:40, where he waxed strong, again this word kratao, which means, again, manifested power. And it even adds that he was filled with wisdom. And we see that the word filled is in the present tense, meaning continuous, repeated action. And through the result of hearing and doing the word consistently, Jesus grew, increased in the word of God, resulting in him continually being filled with wisdom, with the result that he possessed spiritual manifested power within him. God wants to do the same thing for us. As we are increasing in the word of God, continually filled with wisdom, we will possess spiritual manifested power within us. In Mark chapter 6, 2, we see wisdom again connected to having power. It says, What wisdom is this which is given unto him, that even such mighty works are wrought by his hands? The word mighty works is dunamis. So one hears and does the word consistently, he's to be continually filled with wisdom, and the result will be he will possess spiritual power. The word dunamis means power within himself, so that he can do the powerful works of God. In Acts chapter 19, verse 20, it says, So mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. This confirms the manifestation of the power of God through growth and increase of the Word that occurred in the New Testament era. The word mightily is translated from two Greek words, kata kratos. Kata means throughout, kratos means manifested power. The verbs grew and prevailed are in the imperfect tense. The imperfect tense indicates continuous action in the past. So this verse declares that the Word of God was growing and increasing with the result that the power of God was manifesting throughout Israel and was prevailing. So to get the power of God manifest out of us, we need to have the power of God resident within us first. And we see a scripture in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 19, that uses both dunamis and kratos. It says, "What is the exceeding greatness of his power to us who believe? According to the working of his mighty power." The first word, power, is in the phrase, greatness of his power, is dunamis, which means power. The word working is energio, which we already saw means active operation. Then the word mighty is ischus, which means might or force, which we'll be studying that later time. And the last word, power, is kratos, which means a manifested power. So this verse is speaking of what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the active operation of his forceful or mighty manifested power. When God's manifested power is being released, his force and might has gone into active operation. In Ephesians chapter 3, verse 16, it says that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man. In this verse, the phrase, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man, the word strengthened is krateo. The word might is dunamis. So this phrase is Paul's prayer for the Ephesians to be manifesting spiritual power, kratio, with power, which is dunamis, by his Spirit in the inner man. Thus, power is to be in the inner man, resident in the inner man, and with power resident in the inner man through the Word, it is to be actively manifested from the inner man by his Spirit. Colossians chapter 1, verse 9-11 says, "For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you, and to desire that you might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you might walk worthy of the Lord and all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might, according to his glorious power, unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness." Here, Paul is praying for the Colossians to be filled with knowledge and wisdom and spiritual understanding. That occurs because we hear and do the Word consistently. It's going to cause us to walk worthy of the Lord and all pleasing. We're going to be continually fruitful in every good work, and we're going to be increasing in the knowledge of God. Then we come to verse 11, where it says to be strengthened with all might according to his glorious power. The words strengthened, might, and power are ones we need to look at. Strengthened is dunamo, which is in the present tense, meaning continuous empowerment or power within. The word might is dunamis, which means power. And the last word, power, is kratos, which means a manifested power. Now the words, his glorious power, is not quite accurate from the Greek because glorious is in the genitive case, which means the phrase should be translated the power of his glory. So this phrase, literally translated, says to be continually empowered with all power according to the manifested power of his glory. This shows that when God's glory is present, there is manifested power that has been released. So we see the powers to be resident in us and then manifested out of us. In Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10, we see this. It says, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might." The word strong is the Greek word endunamo, which means empowered, enabled, or to have power within. This implies an acquiring of power to be inwardly strengthened. So one is spiritually strong inwardly when he has spiritual power within himself. Now, this particular verb's in the present tense, meaning continuous repeated action. It's imperative mood, meaning it's a command. So we are commanded to continuously have the power of God resident within us. Now, the word power in the second part of the verse is kratos, which means a manifested power. And the word might is ischus, meaning might or force or mighty force. So the phrase "in the power of his might" literally says "in the active manifested power of his mighty force." So the believer is commanded to have this continuously in operation in his life. So this verse commands us to continually acquire power within through the Word of God so that we're inwardly empowered in the Lord, and then we actively manifest the power of his mighty force. So the believer is to be inwardly empowered, outwardly manifesting power through his mighty force. In Hebrews chapter 4, verse 14, we see something. It says, "Seeing then that we have a great high priest that's passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession." In this verse, the words "hold fast" is the Greek word krateo, which is derived from kratos, meaning active manifest power. It's in the present tense, and this means the power is to be continually manifest. We see that the word profession is the Greek word homologios, which is normally translated confession in other places in the New Testament. This is a noun that's in the genitive case in the Greek, which means it would be translated "of the profession" or "of the confession." The word "hold fast" is krateo, meaning a manifested power in the present tense. So when we look at this verse, it says this phrase, "let us hold fast our profession." It literally says, "let us continually manifest power of the profession," or "manifest power of the confession." In a more understandable manner, we'd say, "let us continually manifest the power of our confession." This shows the fact that when you confess God's word, the power of God that's resident in the word is going to be released and manifested actively. So we're exhorted here to be continually manifesting the power of God actively as we confess the word of God. In 1 Corinthians 16:13, it says, "Watch ye, stand fast in the faith. Quit you like men, be strong." Here, we're continually commanded to do four things. Watch spiritually, stand fast in the faith, quit you like men, which means to be brave, and to be strong. This word "strong" is krateo, which means, again, manifested power. Here, we're continually commanded to be manifesting the power of God through us by working our faith. Then in 1 Peter chapter 5, in verse 6, it says, "Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time." The word "mighty" is the word krateos, which means, again, manifested power. So it speaks of being under the manifest, powerful hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. When God's manifest power is in operation, it has the effect of humbling you. It's important that we take a look for a moment at the word "humble yourselves." Many have taught that the understood subject of the word "humble" is you, and it's speaking of us humbling ourselves. However, this is a mistake when we look at the tense, voice, and mood of the verb. It is in the aorist tense, which is a simple past tense, passive voice, and imperative mood. The fact that it is imperative means a command. The fact that it's passive voice means that the subject is being acted upon by another. It's not saying that we humble ourselves, but instead we're being humbled by someone or something else. So literally this says, "be humbled therefore under the manifest powerful hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time." We're not humbling ourselves, but God is humbling us through the manifest powerful hand of God. And when that happens in your life, you then will be exalted in due time. As I close, I have a book on this subject called How to Live by Manifest Power and Might, available for $7, postage paid. To get it, please call 602-279-5212. In closing, I want to invite you to our church in Phoenix. If you're looking for a church that teaches the uncompromised word and will minister healing and deliverance to you continually until you are set free, come to our services on Sunday at 10 a.m. and 6:30 p.m. and Wednesday at 7. The church is located at 2955 West Fairmount Avenue, just west of I-17 and Indian School. For information, call 602-279-5212.
We trust you've enjoyed the broadcast today. To purchase books, audios, or videos, please call 1-877-77-DOERS. That's 1-877-773-6377. You can visit our website at www.doersoftheword.org. If this broadcast blesses you, we invite you to become a financial partner so we can take this ministry across the nation. Until we greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a consistent doer of the Word of God.